Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Is this a person who was pregnant and didn't know? Are you serious? Oh, I cannot wait to hear this story. I have so many questions. Good morning, Kiss 98.5.
Hi, good morning. Yes, I was pregnant and did not know.
Oh, my gosh. Tell me what it was like.
I was already at that time.
Say it again.
I said I was already a mom of two at that point in time. I had a 16-year-old son and a 10-year-old daughter.
Had you gained any weight?
Not really. I usually don't pack on the pounds until my last trimester.
So how far did you get to the baby being born, or did you get right up till that time when you realized you were pregnant?
No, I did not get right up until that time. I thought I was going through that change, and so that's why I figured there were certain things that were not happening. And then I thought to myself, I wonder if, and I took a test one day, and I said, oh my gosh.
How far along were you?
Almost 5 months.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, it was kind of a very good thing due to my age. And also, there's certain tests you're supposed to take up until that time. And I missed some of those tests, like the one for Down syndrome. I missed that one altogether. So the doctor had to ask me when I went in, and she said, what would you do if? I said, well, I would just go ahead and have the baby.
Yeah.
What are you going to do, you know?
Yeah.
So she liked that because I had to go to Sister's Hospital to get all my testing.
Uh-huh.
So she was great about that, you know, and she totally got it.
Yeah, that's the pregnancy tests, I've had friends going through that, and those decisions to test or not test, which is such a personal decision, it's tough to make.
Yeah, for some people, I imagine it might be, yes.
Yeah, I think it is. So your youngest at the time was 10 years old?
Yes.
Did you have anything at the house, baby, ask, or had you gotten rid of it all?
Oh, yeah. So I had to start all over again.
Oh.
Mine is a baby shower. Oh. Yeah, it was kind of crazy. But,
yeah. Uh-huh.
And I had my husband at the time was not well. He had to come back from Iraq, and we were having issues with that, too. He ended up having to go back to Walter Reed to be put on active duty orders to get treated because there just was not really enough going on, unfortunately. You know, they were the new returning soldiers, so thankfully Walter Reed took him in at that time. It was just a crazy time, and I had my little baby, and she had to come to all the appointments with me. I had to go back and forth to Washington, D.C., and God bless her now. She is now, how old is she? She is 12 years old.
It happens.
It's okay. You have to do the math sometimes. Wow.
She's doing great. She's doing real good. Yeah, she's doing good in school and everything. So she's my one. It's just me and her now.
Oh, wow. So, that's amazing.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Those stories of people not knowing they're pregnant always surprise me. I totally believe it. But have you ever gone through it? 644-9850. Were you ever pregnant and didn't know and you found out real late? Do you have a story for us?
I was. So I had my second child, which was my daughter. And then I was 6 months when I found out that I was having my son.
Oh my gosh.
And they are 10 and a half months apart.
So I
really didn't know.
Yeah.
And I just started feeling like weird. And then like my stomach was bloated. But I'm like, I just had a baby.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Basically 7 months ago. So I'm like, this can't be.
No.
So I just kind of put it off for like a month. And then I'm like, maybe I should go to the doctor. And when I went, they were like, you're pregnant. It's a boy. And your due date is in like 3 months. And I'm like, what? It was, and then it was insane because I had two girls, so I didn't have anything for a boy.
No.
So it was crazy. And then he was born premature. So I found that at 6 months, and he was born at 7.5 months. So
thank goodness. How long was he in the hospital for? Was it a month and a half?
He was in the hospital for 2 months.
For 2 months, yeah. It's about to the due date where they usually can get out of the hospital. Well, I'm glad everything turned out okay.
Thank you.
Wow, that had to be a crazy time. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Were you pregnant and didn't know about it?
Well, no, I wasn't pregnant and didn't know about it, but my best friend in high school was pregnant and didn't know about it. And basically for like 6 months, we were making fun of her all through high school and saying like, hey, you're getting fat. And I had told her, I think you might be pregnant, but she was like, no, I'm not pregnant. But then I got a call while I was at work. I was working at Tops at the time, and my mom said that she had went to the bathroom thinking she had a stomach ache, and she had her baby in the bathroom.
Oh my goodness.
Yes, and so my grandmother calls me at work, and she's yelling at me and screaming like, you definitely knew that she was pregnant. You were keeping a secret from us because we were 17 at the time.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, I knew nothing about this. I'm serious. Like, she's like, well, how do you not know you were a best friend? I said, we just thought she was getting fat.
Oh, no.
We had no idea, but, you know, the baby came out healthy. He just graduated high school.
Wow.
So, yes, he's doing well, so. And she has three other kids now, and those three, she all knew she was pregnant. So.
Yeah, I guess she knew the signs.
Did you ever apologize to her for all that bullying in high school?
The fat calling, the fat shaming?
I guess that is fat shaming now. But in the 90s, it was just, you know.
It was mean then, too.
No. Was it?
Yeah, just to be clear, it was mean then.
She's probably like, don't call me that.
We were just shooting the dozens. We were just good friends.
Oh, that is amazing. Wow, though, huh?
He's my godson, so
that's,
you know,
cool.
He's great.
I love that. I'm glad everything turned out great. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Did you have a baby or were you pregnant and didn't know?
Yes. I found out I passed out at work and had to see a cardiologist in the hospital.
Uh-huh.
And they heard 2 heartbeats. And later we found out I was estimated to be about 35 weeks pregnant.
Oh, my goodness.
Early.
That is a good trick to have 2 heartbeats and not know it.
Yes.
Now, you didn't see a baby moving around in your stomach at all?
No. We never felt him move. He was facing towards my spine, so he was actually, like, kicking towards my back.
Mm-hmm.
And we later on found out he has some issues with his muscles, so he was so weak that we actually couldn't feel him.
It must have been fun for the cardiologist to deliver that news to you.
Yeah, I guess you could say that. We weren't expecting, he's our 4th child, and they're all very close in age, so we weren't expecting it, so he was a little nervous to tell me that news.
I can only. Did he start with, hey, you guys, how many kids do you have?
Yeah.
Something like that?
Yeah, pretty much. Our kids are 6, 8, 9, and 11, so they were all very close in age, so was unexpected.
Good. How's the baby today?
He is now 6 years old, and he's doing fairly well. He's got some health issues, but he's doing better than expected.
Oh, good. Well, here's to working all of those out. Thanks for calling. Appreciate it. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Who's this?
Diana.
Diana, were you pregnant and didn't know about it?
I was.
I love this. Tell me about it.
I found out the ending of November, and I had her the middle of April.
Come on. You found out the end of November, December, January, February, March. So you were 4 months pregnant. Did you have any signs of pregnancies?
No, none.
And so how did you realize I might need to go to the doctor?
Because I was joking with my husband over the phone when he was working that I was going to take a pregnancy test, and I did, and I found out I was pregnant, and then I went to the doctor.
Could you imagine someone making it all the way to pregnancy and not know yourself?
Yeah, probably not.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I know it happens.
It does sometimes. It's the weirdest story when you hear that. Thank you so much for calling. Appreciate it.
Yep. Take care.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.